We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The members of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 716 built the things that make Rice University and Houston great, and we want you to join us. Build a better career. To find out more, visit IBEW716.net.
The following is a presentation of the Rice Sports Network.
The Rice Sports Network.
From Learfield IMG College. On the Rice Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, welcome to Rice Owls Insider, powered by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 716, lighting up Rice University in Houston for over 100 years. Rice Owls Insider is brought to you by The Parking Spot. A parking spot. We have airport parking covered. Now, here's the voice of the Owls, J.P. Heath.
Well, hello there. Great reviews on last week's debut episode here on Rice Owls Insider, a new way in these 2020 pandemic times that we are getting you all of the inside scoop that you're used to here on the different broadcast and coaches show formats. And for episode 2, we dive into a football preview. It is about that time. Owls open up at Middle Tennessee State. Newsflash, if I'm going on the road. No, Middle Tennessee State is coming here to historic Rice Stadium. Second meeting all time. Remember the first one last year? What a crazy game that was. The Owls holding on for that first of 3 consecutive wins to end the season. We'll talk about that coming up here in just a matter of moments with Dunleavy family head football coach, Mike Blumgren. He'll be with us in our first segment. Then we'll hear from all the coordinators on the Rice staff, OC Jerry Mack, defensive coordinator Brian Smith, and special teams boss man Drew Svoboda. And something we're doing different this year is a preview from the other side of the aisle. Chip Walters, 30th year voice of the Blue Raiders, will take us inside Coach Stockstill's club. He has an historic note as well, too, that I am ashamed that I didn't know at first. We'll talk about that. Quick aside, relating to the broadcast, relating to the game, obviously, no one likes that fans are not able to come for that first game. You heard Athletic Director Joe Carlgaard say, hey, hopefully this is just a short temporary thing. But the Aviary is a new game day online community that's going to feature an auxiliary stream with in-stadium camera access. You get behind the scenes in our broadcast booth with Nate and me. I tested the equipment. So, yes, you can get behind the scenes with us in the broadcast booth, live stat updates. There's a lot of interactive game day content. It's only $10. So I encourage you to take part of that. And also on the media front, don't forget about our Rice Owl Sports Show. That's the new Rice Athletics TV feature show brought to you by our great partners at Smart Financial. And they have a unique perspective on all the Owls personalities across the 14 sports as some of the great moments in the rich sports history here at Rice. But that's on AT&T Sportsnet Southwest, home of the Astros and Rockets. With a coverage region here throughout our great state of Texas, as well as Arkansas, Louisiana, and Oklahoma. But stay with us. Coming up next, episode 2 of Rice House Insider. Dunleavy Family Head Football Coach Mike Lundgren is next as we get our football preview going here on Rice House Insider. Stay tuned.
Even now, while we're distancing, your body needs to move. At Houston Methodist Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our teams are ready with advanced technology and imaging to deliver custom treatment plans safely. And our minimally invasive procedures can help you heal faster. We have the expertise to keep you moving because every movement matters. Find the care you need at locations throughout Houston. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Welcome back to Rice Owls Insider and the voice of the Owls, J.P. Heath.
Welcome back. It is our 2020 football season preview. Third year Dunleavy head football coach Mike Lundgren of our Rice Owls is with us. Now stay tuned. The next few segments we'll have OC Jerry Mack, DC Brian Smith, and special teams boss Drew Svoboda. Can't wait. Coach, we finally have some ball. It is a game week. How's that sound to you?
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, I woke up this morning and, popped out of bed pretty easily. It's really exciting because, you know, we talk about it like, yes, we didn't start camp when other people did, but we were really in a camp mode. You know, we stayed in like an OTA type mindset for a couple months. So this is a long time coming. There's a lot of hard work that went into this from the coach's standpoint, as well as, of course, the players.
And last week we touched on the overall kind of eagle-eye view of things, but just as you, the last couple days since we last spoke, what's the spirit and attitude of the guys, the staff, and even you personally, Ben, as it's nigh upon us now. It's right around the corner.
Yeah, it really is just excitement. You know, last Saturday we had the mock game, and just being in our stadium on that turf, knowing that that's where we're going to play an opponent a week later, like there was a lot of fun walking out of that tunnel and just being like, man, it is actually here. We are in game week. We're entering game week. I mean, so that's for all the things that we went through and all the uncertainty of if this would ever get to this point, here we are.
You made the call a couple weeks back. You were very authoritative with that. You said Mike Collins is your quarterback. Tell us a little bit more about his makeup and really that quarterback room as a whole, because of your 3 years, I mean, I don't think I'm being too bold in saying this is your deepest quarterback room you've had.
It is our deepest quarterback room, and more than that, it's the first time in our program, even though we had an abbreviated spring and only got 9 of our 15 practices in, we had every quarterback in the building for spring ball that we were going to have this fall, and that has tremendous value. So you're exactly right. When you're talking about a guy like Mike Collins, who has been a head above throughout this whole camp, and we're tremendously excited about him and what he brings to our football team, and then you got Giovanni Johnson, who also has done it on Saturdays for the Rice Owls. That's really cool. And then when we look back and we say, hey, our number 3 is Wiley Green, who has won games for the Rice Owls, and we know how much we all trust him. That's really comforting. And then you got 2 other guys in there in the room, and TJ and Evan Marshman, who have done really good things when they've been given opportunities. So, yeah, to have 5 dudes in the room first off and 5 that you actually trust, that's really cool. And I really think that we've done what we said at that room that we set out to do at every place on this team, and that's really raise the ceiling of the talent level and also raise the floor. And I think we've done that. And that's been really fun.
You're big on saying in your pressers with us in the media, and just last week, you were talking about how you're so happy about the guys following all the protocols. But now as you shift to the game week, what area of the team makes you the most proud and has made the biggest strides in camp or in the offseason?
No, I think it's exactly that. I think the price that an individual pays to play college football, from a time commitment, from having to do a great job, especially at a place like Rice with time management, because you truly are a student athlete, And now we throw the COVID and the COVID protocols on there and really force them to make the selfless decisions to keep our program and their roommates and their teammates going forward. And that's a lot. And the asks keep getting bigger. You know, it's like, hey, if you want to play, if we want to play, and if we want to give ourselves the best chance, these are the steps we have to take. We have to make selfless decisions. We have to go from the building to class to home. And if we do that, that gives us our best chance. And the fact that our guys have said, you know what, coach, we're going to do it because we want to play this season together so badly. And football means so much to us and such a big part of our lives. You kind of tell us what to do and we'll do it. And that's been unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. And we'll talk more in depth with Coach Smith coming up here in a segment or two. But, I mean, on the defensive side of the ball, obviously that's got the biggest hype coming in into the year. And you've made that challenge. Hey, let's be the best defense in Conference USA. What stands out that puts that goal in front of them and what could make them one of the tops in the league?
You know, I think just looking back, the fact that we bring back 10 guys that started those last games for us, 10 of 11, that's exciting. That's real world experience. And we were ended the year on a real upward trend of becoming the dominant defense, the bully that we want to be, if you will. And so I think just continuation of that momentum, plus the way these guys have worked this offseason and a couple new adds, a couple new exciting guys that have earned the right to be involved with that defense, whether it's as a one or a two, it's just a lot of fun. It's been awesome to watch the competition over there. It's great to see how Coach Calhoun has the D line going. We know Coach Vestal and those linebackers are playing at an elite level and really did all of last year. And Coach Smith and Coach Wilcher on the back end, you know, we've just got talented guys with a lot of game experience. So I think that's the reason for the optimism.
And along with, I guess, more X's and O's, like, what do you think fans will notice differently about this year's Rice team as you continue to make those strides?
You know, I don't think it's something that they're going to notice that's too different. I hope it's just another step forward in every area. Right? That's what we want to do. We want to grow every single day. So I think living and breathing intellectual brutality and bringing that more to life every play in every way, that's something I'm looking forward to. I think the offense, although it's not a new look, I think that's always the thing people want to say is, oh, it's new and this and that. It's not. But we got people who are a year better in that offense, and we've got a couple new adds that are going to be really exciting, whether you're talking about a guy like Mike Collins or a runner like Kalen Griffin, who really throws it in there and is such a physical back that he's going to be fun to watch. And then having Juma back healthy, it's just an exciting time. And it always is heading into game one.
And finally, we're doing things obviously a lot different, hashtag 2020, with the structure of the show. So I'll have a more in-depth preview of Middle Tennessee coming up in a little bit with a special Blue Raiders guest. But how it's kind of appropriate that you're playing Middle Tennessee State because last year's game was massive in that it really got things going the way you got it, the timing of it. How appropriate that you get Coach Stockstill's team as you're restarting things in a way now, huh?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of interesting storylines to it, right? Like, last year, I think we knocked them out of bowl contention. This year, we have a chance to do it again. But there's so many things that are so different since we played that game for both teams. And right now, as you look at it, I don't know if it's happened in college football history where a team is opening their season and another team is rolling in for game number 7. So that in itself is a unique challenge. That's something we've used to really keep our guys locked in and focused and understand why we do things like the mock game, why we have to understand the details of every situation. Because they've got 6 games under their belt. So, you know what? That is what it is. I'm excited to play anybody. And the fact that it's Rick Stockstill and his team, that I have so much respect for Coach Stockstill and what he's done in his career and what he does year to year, that's really exciting. It's always an exciting opportunity for me. I think our coaching staff is excited. Our 5 newly named captains are extremely excited. It's game week, and we're excited.
Yeah, I'd be remiss. I'm glad you said that. Tell us about the captains and how that process went.
Yeah, it's something where we felt it was right now. We felt there cannot be enough real leaders and real voices in our locker room. And I felt like we were at a point where we could have more than 3 captains. What we've traditionally done is had an offensive captain, a defensive captain, and a special teams captain. And really what we did is we said, hey, you know, special teams are such a vital part around here. We're going to have 2 offensive / special teams captains, 2 defense / special teams captains, and we will still bring along a specialist. So when you look at how things unfolded, and I don't know if everybody knows how we do this, we take every 4th and 5th year player, junior and senior, if you will, and we put them on a list. And the guys vote for 1 in offense, 1 in defense, and 1 in special teams. And Blaze Aldridge was named our defensive captain, along with Garrett Grammer. Austin Trammell, two-time captain for us, first return captain of a team I've been a part of. So Austin's coming back on offense, along with Jordan Myers, who has the respect of everybody on our football team. And then Cameron Riddle, our deep snapper, who has played every game since he's been here, always finds a way to make a play that helps the Rice Owls, it seems like, in a critical situation. So I couldn't be happier about the five guys that were chosen by our team. It really shows the growth that we've had culturally as a program. And once again, I'm just excited about those guys being an extension of our coaching staff and pushing their teammates to places we've all never been.
Thank you, Coach. Can't wait to get this going with you and talk to you game day and go get them. All right. Appreciate you.
Sounds good, JP. Have a great one.
Head Coach Mike Bloomgren of our Rice Owls. Stay tuned. Coming up next, we'll get into talking the coordinators here in this 2020 football preview. Stay with us on Rice Owls Insider.
No one wants to fight the traffic to and from the stadium or arena. You don't have to when you go win. Win Transportation. Enjoy the game, not fight the traffic. Five people or 5,000. Win offers customizable group transportation with a wide range of motor coaches, minibuses, and vans, giving your trip an extra special touch. So when it's game time, remember, all you need is win. Book at gowin.com. GOWYNNE.com.
And welcome back to Rice Owls Insider. We start on the offensive side of the ball with third-year OC, Jerry Mack. All things considered, Coach, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Excited to be playing a football game finally. So the time is finally here, and we're extremely excited about it.
Yeah, you know, one thing I actually forgot to ask Coach, with all the extra time that you had in the offseason and kind of the first part while everybody else is playing, do you kind of say, hey, I can go back to my workshop, whatever you would call it, and kind of do some more things? Or how did y'all approach that on the offensive side?
Well, I think you got to be careful not to get too outside of the scope of what you are, you know, as coaches. You know, sometimes too much time is not good because you start watching a lot of these games across the country and, you know, you start to come up with all these different ideas, but you forget you guys got to be able to execute it on the field. So that was one biggest thing that we tried to make sure as a coaching staff, not only just with the time that we've had this season that we're kind of on the late start, but also too during the quarantine session, we wanted to make sure that, you know, we did our due diligence of studying us, studying other people that we were really interested in, but not getting too far outside the scope of what we feel like our system is and kind of what our student athletes can do.
Yeah, along that line, Coach Bloomgren told me in his segment that when I asked him, hey, what will fans see different on the team? And he said, hey, it's just more of the same, but a little bit better. So offensively specific, I know you've got a new signal caller in Mike Collins, and you're off with Bradley Rosner, who opted out. So how do you think the offense, not differently, but better and just will be fitting here in 2020?
Yeah, I said it earlier. I think I'm really excited about some of our younger guys because they bring an explosiveness to our offense that we haven't had in a couple of years. You know, guys in the receiver room like Andrew Mason, who's a legit 4-3 guy, and then you look in the backfield. We're going to bring Juma back this year where we really missed him last year. And then also Kalen Griffin. Those are guys that, you know, have came to our program that really didn't exist as much or at all last year. And now we've got a chance to really – you know, dwell on those schemes and all those different things that we've done in the past. But now, like Coach said, we got a chance to make it better because we feel like we got some more explosive guys doing some of those things. With the signal caller, you know, that's a big deal around here or any program for that matter. We got two that we really feel good about. You know, Giovanni has a role and he can do some things for us. You saw what he did kind of the latter part of last season. Man, they can't operate our offense. Now he's got a year under his belt. But, you know, at the end of the day, Mike Collins, you know, we kind of solidified Mike Collins as the starter going into this first game. And, you know, he was able to do some extraordinary things for us in the spring and took the bull by the horns and ran with it during fall camp. So having a guy that we really feel confident about, a 6'5", 230-pound guy that can make all the throws on the field, just something we haven't had here in the last few years.
Yeah, Mike told us in the media a week and a half or so ago after one of the scrimmages, hey, I like the challenge of coming to his wide open system at TCU to this pro style. And the more I started deep diving, because like we had all offseason to get ready for Middle Tennessee, I was like, okay, this guy, I mean, he put up 350 at TCU. He put up all these good numbers. So what can fans expect the type of quarterback that Mike Collins is?
I think Mike has an extremely talented, he's extremely talented passer. When you talk about being able to push the ball down the field, make some of the throws from the far opposite hash to the sideline, he's a guy that can do a lot of those types of things. One of the things that's going to impress you about him, that's going to jump out at you, is his arm strength. That's the first thing. And then he surprisingly is really nifty on his feet. You know, he's a strong body guy that when things start to break down, we're not really going to use him as a runner per se, but he can run whenever you need to get to pick up those tough 5 yards or even turn something on a scramble drill to an explosive play. So I just think that aspect of it is what you're going to see in Mike. That's probably a little bit different than you've seen in the past. Some of those sacks that we've given up in the past, I think he's going to be able to extend some plays a little bit better.
And you already touched on the running game a little bit, but just how big is it to have Juma Odoviano? It seems like this in his career, this is the first full healthy season that from the start that he'll be with you.
Yeah, you know, he's got a chance to, you know, play a little bit as a freshman. And then last year he was kind of battled the injury bug a little bit. But so now you're talking about a guy that's 3 years in the program. This is his third year in the program, and he's not a high school freshman. He's not 18 years old, 17 years old anymore. He's got a chance to get his body right. He's got a chance to mentally grow as a person because he's had to overcome some adversity. So now we feel like we're getting a really good situation and a good version, a great version, actually, of Juma. Just the things he was able to do in the spring when we challenged him. And then he came back this fall camp. And, you know, having a young guy like Kalen Griffin also in the backfield, those guys have been able to complement one another and really push one another. So we're really excited about that part of it going into Saturday.
I was interested to see that battle at right tackle. Wolford, the Colgate transfer, wins that battle. I know a lot of guys will play all throughout the line, but just and with Klarkowski, what a great story he was last year at center. And you've got some versatile guys like Baker and all across the line. So how would you gauge the line play? Because we all know it all starts with the big fellas up front.
Yeah, I think one thing I said was the experience. Just the experience now when you talk about Clay Servin, when you talk about Cole Garcia, Isaac Klarkowski started some games for us last year. Shea Baker has obviously started the center hand, started the guard for us. So you're talking about four out of the five guys, even Brant Peterson, he started last year against Baylor for us. So it's so much real game time and playing experience on that line now that we haven't had in the past. The first couple of years, we've always tried to rotate some freshmen. And it is just different when you get those guys, 17, 18-year-olds, sometimes, especially in the trenches, when you talk about the strength and the maturity. So now we feel like we're really coming around with the strength and maturity. And even Javon. Javon is a guy that's been in college now for 5 years. So he's a guy that's played a lot of college football as well. So all that chemistry is really what we continue to grow and continue to build. And I think we're there.
I can't wait, Coach. I've been joking with Coach Bloomgren. It finally feels like a game week. Getting to do these things. I know we talked to you a lot during the shows this year, and I can't wait to get some of your wisdom throughout the season. So thanks so much.
No problem. Thank you so much, JP.
OC Jerry Mack of our Rice House. Stay tuned. Back with more in the coordinator sessions right after this on Rice House Insider.
Big trip on the horizon? Before you depart, you gotta park. The parking spot is a simpler, easier way to navigate airport parking, and you can save when you book online. You're guaranteed a spot, and we even pick you up at your trunk in our yellow and black spotted shuttles and take you straight to the terminal. Parking and saving come full circle at the parking spot. The parking spot, proud sponsor of Rice University. Visit theparkingspot.com to reserve your spot today.
You're listening to Rice Owls Insider. Let's rejoin JP Heap.
And now we switch to the defensive side of the ball here on Rice Owls Insider. Again, Rice and Middle Tennessee State coming up on Saturday afternoon. And now third year DC, Brian Smith. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing good. Good to be here. How's everything going?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know the drill, Coach. Just churning out these interviews, and I can't wait to have a game day. And obviously, I was thinking in my mind, how do I phrase this? You've got so many great expectations on the defense this year with, 10 of 11 starters coming back. So I know you've probably repeated this ad nauseum, but just what are your overall thoughts and some of the strengths that you guys have noticed even in the offseason and the time you've had here?
Yeah, I think, you know, the third year being in the same system, you know, before I got here, they were in a different defense every year. And I think having been in the same system for 3 years, the continuity that we have, the communication with the players, they know what to expect from us. We know what to expect from them. So I think that continuity helps going into it. And, you know, our first game not starting until the middle of October, We've had a lot of time, you know, together, even more so than normal before a first game. So all that continuity helps out. Hopefully it'll show on the field, you know, but our guys are excited. They're ready to go. And I'm anxious to see, you know, what this group is going to do, because we have played together a lot, and I'm seeing a lot of improvement every day.
One of the guys with all the preseason accolades, he's been doing it for years now with Blaze Aldridge, and kind of paraphrasing him on social media is like, hey, none of that matters, which I'm sure you love that mentality, but he's looking to take it on the field. If possible, how did Blaze improve from last season, what you've seen the early part, not being able to play these games? I'm sure he's pretty antsy.
Yeah, you know, I can't speak for him, but I know he works so hard, you know, and he's an example. Guys kind of look to the extra work that he does in the weight room, and, you know, he pays attention to his body, and he's a great example for those guys. But he's one of them guys, he works so hard, so he's always going to improve on little things and get better. You know, he knows the defense better. You know, he's playing some Mike position, he's playing some Will, you know, just getting that mastered down, and looks like he's even in better shape than he was last year. So definitely excited to see, you know, what he's going to look like on game day.
Speak to the defensive line, as you've got some mainstays coming back, and with DeBraylon having such a strong freshman season, but you've got the older guy like Elijah Garcia, and we know about Trey Schumann's talents. It seems like on the line, where you like to get big and nasty, the guys have really developed that edge and kind of led your defense.
Yeah. I mean, Coach Calhoun does a great job with those guys, getting them ready to practice every day. They practice hard, and they're a very close, tight-knit group. And, you know, that position is all about mentality. And they have a put-the-ball-down mentality. You put the ball down, and they're ready to go. And, like I said, they bring it every day in practice. But Ikenna Inichukwu, he's another guy that you didn't name that's really surprised us. He's had a really good training camp, just physically, just talented guy. So looking for big things from him. Kenneth Orji, I mean, it's a well-rounded group, and with a lot of ability. So, you know, now the challenge is game day, coming through in the clutch when it counts.
You got some true freshmen mixed in on the two deep for the corners, and some new names. What do you expect from the corners in the whole secondary too?
Well, like I said, we've had a lot of guys, experienced guys. So they've been able to teach and be extensions of the coaching staff. So, you know, they definitely have helped speed up that process of those young guys in the program. You know, we can coach those veterans, and the veterans kind of coach the young guys coming up. So they've done a really good job with that. You know, just at the corner position, Sean Fresh is at a really strong training camp. Miles McCord is a guy who played a little bit for us last year. That's been very solid. Jordan Dunbar has been a freshman from New York that's come in, and he's had an outstanding training camp so far. So now, like I said, the challenge is game day. Are they going to perform like they practice? And I'm excited to see what's going to happen.
Can't wait, Coach. Great seeing you again. And I know we'll probably talk a few more times throughout the season, but just, I mean, seriously, great seeing you. And actually, it means we have a game coming up. So thank you, sir, and go get them, all right?
All right. Thank you for having me. Good to see you, too.
Yes, sir. Defensive coordinator Brian Smith joining us. That means, hey, we got one left. Drew Svoboda, the Owls special teams, coming up next year here on Rice Owls Insider.
Rice fans, need a place to stay while watching your Owls play ball? Located just steps from campus is the Hilton Houston Medical Center. Visit us today at houstonplaza.hilton.com or call 713-313-4000 to get that special Rice discount. Again, that's houstonplaza.hilton.com or call 713-313-4000 to get that special Rice discount now.
Have no post-game plans? You do now. Head down the street to Little Woodrow's in Rice Village and relax over indoor and outdoor games, sports, and drink specials that a college student cannot refuse. All you have to do is bring your student ID to enjoy $2.50 domestic drafts. Also, don't miss out on our Monday college nights as we've got $2 domestic drafts and $3 shots. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram to stay updated on all our upcoming events and specials. Little Woodrow's, the official Rice Owls game day headquarters.
Our final coordinator segment here on Rice Owls Insider. We have some special teams to talk with second-year special teams coordinator Drew Svoboda. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Could not be better. I was telling the other guys, it means it's game week if I'm talking to y'all in our usual season preview. So a lot of the same stuff you probably already said, but just your overall thoughts on the special teams, because you've been blessed with some riches in the past, but now you've got some new guys, but some talented guys in different parts. So what do you think?
Absolutely. You know, although we've had some riches, like you said, we've only had them for 1 year. You know, when we got here in 2018, we had Jack Fox that first year, and then he was out the door and onto the NFL. And then Chris Barnes had his opportunity, and, he had 1 year and did a great job, had an all conference year for us last year. And Adam Nunez came in for 1 year and kind of helped supplement the punting game. And Chris ended up taking over the field goals. So here we are again, replacing the punter and the kicker for the third straight year. And that's okay. You know, it's not always bad to have an old team, you know, where you keep replacing guys, that exhaust their eligibility with you. And we're excited. Colin Riccatelli, he's extremely talented. He's going to get an opportunity to be our place kicker, and he'll handle our kickoffs and our field goals right now. And Will Harrison, fourth year guy in the program, really has had the best offseason that he's had. He is kicking better than he ever has since I've known him. So we feel pretty good about our kicking situation. In our punters, Charlie Mendez. Charlie's a redshirt freshman who's got a really big leg. He hadn't punted in the game yet, but he's going to get that opportunity on Saturday. And we don't look at punt as a negative play around here. Sometimes when you put the punt team on the field and you can flip the field by 50 yards, that's not a negative. And so Charlie's going to have some great opportunity, on Saturday. And then Cam Riddle, our long snapper. Cam is so dependable. He's got ice water in his veins and just a fantastic long snapper and does a great job. He was also just voted team captain. So that's really, really fantastic. And our return guys, Austin Trammell, Jordan Myers, Jake Bailey, we've got some really, really dependable guys back there that we're really excited about.
Yeah, and the dirty part that doesn't – I mean, there's not really too many stats. I know y'all track the minutia like this, the coverage guys. So how vital is that? Because, I mean, obviously y'all don't overlook it, but we don't always see that glory for guys down the coverage because, I mean, the way the kicking game has changed, that's almost become as important there, cover those kicks and punts.
Absolutely. Starting with kickoff, every kickoff has the opportunity to score a touchdown. And it's definitely one of those dynamic plays, has an opportunity to be an explosive play every time you put the ball in the air. So your coverage guys have got to be absolutely, they got to have a few things. They got to really have a lot of want to, their tank has to be full when it comes to passion and effort and consistency. You just really, that's really where it starts. And then understanding the opponent's schemes, we rep that. We don't just run down the field and tackle the guy with the ball. There's specific fits. There's ways that we play certain blocks. So the kickoff unit is huge. And then ball placement out of the kicker. That's something that, there's very specific places that we tell the kicker to kick the football on a kickoff. We don't just kick it. And that plays into the coverage unit as well. Hang time of the football. There's a lot of factors. And then on a punt, it punts totally different, although it's got the same opportunity, probably more to be an explosive play even than a kickoff. But same thing goes, the coverage unit, the first group that gets down there, the gunners, down there on the edges, we want to trap the ball carrier. And then the net arrives, and that's the interior part, the guards and the tackles and the adjuster and all the other guys. They arrive on the scene, and they got certain landmarks and fits. And And, you know, they've got to do a great job protecting the punt, but don't stay at the line of scrimmage too long because you got to get down and cover, you know. And we always talk about winning the down early on punt and recognizing if it's rush, if it's hold up. And so there's a lot that goes into it. And then the punter, you know, the accuracy of the punt. We don't just punt the ball down the field. We punt it in a very specific spot, and everybody on the punt team is aware of where that ball's going. So, you know, sometimes a 60-yard punt, everybody in the crowd says, oh, what a beautiful punt. But if it's not where it needs to be and it doesn't have the proper hang time, the end result sometimes is catastrophic. So, yeah, there's a lot that goes into it.
The rules changes, have there been any? It seems like they're always, maybe they're distributed evenly, I'm just picking here, but like, have there been anything that you've noticed that have making an impact in the first half of the season that you've been able to watch, or is it kind of the same prep so you've gone through another offseason?
I'll tell you, probably the biggest one is the blindside blocks that we're a couple years into that, but you know, you're just seeing it, you know, on punt returns, especially the peelback blocks that have been eliminated. You know, you're really having to teach a new technique on that, which is fine. It's good for the game, you know, but that's a big thing. And then, you know, you can't line up on top of the snapper anymore when the ball snap, you know, that's a little adjustment, which is good for consistency of the officials being able to protect the snappers. Most of the other rules, they affect it, but it's probably the blindside blocks is the old crackback blocks that happen so much on punt returns being eliminated has really kind of changed how you're doing some stuff.
Hey, Coach, thanks for the time. I know you're still busy out there, and good to see you. That means it's game week. All right, appreciate it.
Thanks, JP. You take care.
Drew Svoboda, Rice House Special Teams Coordinator. I'll wrap up the show right after this. Rice House Inside.
Shoppers and John Deere want to tell your tractor story. It could have started in the sandbox when you were a kid or days spent on your grandpa's farm. At Shoppers, we hear John Deere tractor stories every day. Each story is unique. At Shoppers, we can make your John Deere tractor story a reality. If you're needing a compact or utility tractor, we got those and attachments like loaders, box blades, or cutters to help with your work. Let Shoppers tell your John Deere tractor story. Google our specials at SHOPPAS. Shoppers, all things John Deere.
Welcome back to Rice Owls Insider. Here again, the voice of the Owls, J.P. Heath.
Welcome back on Rice Owls Insider. It is a very anxious time of year because the Owls have their season opener against the Middle Tennessee State University Blue Raiders. And who better than to preview it than my counterpart, just a few booths down. And we were talking yesterday, the first time he's ever been to historic Rice Stadium. It is 30-year veteran. Applying his craft there in Murfreesboro, the great Chip Walters. What's up, brother?
Not much. How are you doing?
Well, all things considered, doing well. You've got, six experiences of these game weeks behind you, but it finally feels good to actually be back at it. But just give us kind of your summation, how the season has gone. I know it was a rough one against North Texas, but just by and large, what's it been like this year for the Blue Raiders?
Well, you know, it is from a wins and loss standpoint, it has not been what the hope has been. Dealing with the COVID-19 protocols and issues, you know, right now I've got to tip my hat to the folks at Middle for how they put a plan together to start the season on time, and they have been able to do that. As a matter of fact, going into the North Texas game last week, one of the notes on the game notes was that Middle, it's updated now. It says Middle is one of just six teams nationally to have played six games this year. And I think any COVID issues that they had that had blossomed, they happened more like in May and June. Mm-hmm. And once they started the regular testing regimen and camp got started, in July when they started allowing them to do some stuff with strength and conditioning people, the testing got started quicker and more regular there. And knock on wood that so far so good, there have not been any major outbreaks, and hope that continues, because you know these guys, you know, the thing is they want to play one more game, continue to play one more game, and try to make it to the end of the season. So far, so good.
And you're actually educating me the other day that there's a historic link between our two fine institutions with the great Jess Neely.
That's right. And I wish I had gone and done a little bit more of my homework, but Jess Neely grew up in Murfreesboro. Matter of fact, his great, great grandson, Tony Neely, is a really good friend of mine who is the sports information director at Kentucky. And Tony and I have talked about this a little bit, but Jess Neely, if I'm correct, and this is one of those college football lore type deals, I think there was a season or two when back in the early 1900s when he actually played for both Vanderbilt and Middle Tennessee, or at the time, State Teachers College. They were STC, Middle was STC, but this is our 160th year of football. But he went on and was, head coach at Vanderbilt, and there's, you know, streets named after him and stuff like that, and on to Rice, and did very well there too. So before I get down there, I'm going to patch the details together so I can give you the definitive story on Saturday when I see you at Rice Stadium.
Yeah, and I think that's on me too. I think the Rice guys should know some of the Neely details as well. So that's not all on you. But tell us, I mean, X's and O's wise, I mean, the name that obviously grabs me and with my kind of recent broadcasting memory of the great game we had there last year, but just Asher O'Hara and the parts of the games I've seen, I mean, he kind of makes it tick on the offense. So that seems to me that that would be what Rice's defense is going to focus on in this one.
Well, prior to the North Texas game, Asher O'Hara was responsible for 73% of the offensive yards that this team had from either running the football or throwing the football. He was over 100 yards at FIU rushing, which made his fifth 100-yard game rushing, which he's now the record holder at Middle. He has, you know, thrown the ball decently. Middle has not his strength is not taking deep shots. Middle has played a whole lot more lateral than vertical. And, last week against North Texas, they started to play a little bit more vertical. They did it at FIU. They've scored 30 plus in three of their last four games. Middle got off to a horrible start offensively playing Army and Troy, who both had really good defenses, but Middle just could not run the ball a lick with anybody other than Asher. They found Shaitan Mobley. He had a big game against North Texas. The issue, one of the big issues, I think, in the North Texas game is that they had 19 chunk plays or gash plays or, you know, explosive plays, whatever. Everybody has their own name for them. But North Texas had 19 in the game. And Austin Awney, their starting quarterback, committed three turnovers. They changed quarterbacks, and when they brought Jason Bean in, it's like they put a supercharger on their offense because Bean he's not just a good running quarterback. He is a runner and not just good quarterback speed. He was running away from people. And that big change after they had worked all week to prepare for Austin Awney to stand back there like a statue and throw it really, you know, the defense gave up 768 yards. I mean, that's a fact. And it's the most yards Middle has ever given up in a game. So, you know, this week just got off the Coach Stockstill's press conference, and he said, you know, this is a week where we got, number one, we don't have a lot of game tape other than, you know, from last year on Rice. So this is a week to work on themselves and get better. So I think that's kind of the philosophy right now.
Yeah, you mentioned some of the defense there, but I mean, obviously, I mean, it was a tough one against North Texas, like you just broke down. But just who are some of the names that, when the defense is going well, that guys are kind of leading that defense? Who are some of those guys?
Well, and Middle's got a couple of really good players. DQ Thomas, who calls everything defensively. He is a linebacker, Brett Shepard, I like watching Brett play. He's a Maryland transfer, middle line, and he's the weak side linebacker. Greg Great is playing the best of anybody on defense right now. He's a junior safety, strong safety out of Miami. Reed Blankenship is coming back from breaking his leg a year ago, and he has not made the spectacular plays that we had seen from him before, but he's playing and has given good run support for the most part. Middle's up front guys have already registered more sacks than they did the entire season last year. So, you know, they have been able to play and apply a little more pressure than they did last year. And I call it the Jordan rules. Three of your defensive linemen are named Jordan, Jordan Starling, Jordan Ferguson, and Jordan Branch. Jordan Branch just came back from an injury. They've gotten a little better. So, you know, it's interesting this, you look at this defense and see all the experience and you're thinking, well, they shouldn't be giving up 19 chunk plays, but that's what happened. And you go out, you try to correct and you move on.
Mm-hmm. Hey Chip, thanks so much. Can't wait to welcome you to Historic Rice Stadium for the first time. Thanks for the time. Be safe coming over here. I know you got about 19 COVID tests to do between now and then. I can't wait to see
you.
For an elbow, Bob. Thank you, brother.
Well, I'll tell you, it's always a pleasure when I get to spend time with you. Appreciate it, JP.
Yes, sir. And just the second meeting all time between Rice and Middle Tennessee State. Stay tuned, more on Rice House Insider right after this.
The Wyndham Houston Medical Center Hotel and Suites is the preferred hotel for anybody visiting the medical center, the museum district, or Rice University. We offer the largest suites in the medical center, complete with full kitchens, and our full-service restaurant and outdoor pool will make your stay complete. We look forward to having you experience the Wyndham Houston Medical Center Hotel and Suites soon. And if you need a group rate or need 10 or more rooms, don't forget to call 713-528-7744. That's 713-528-7744.
Time out. Smart Financial wants you to know that a good banking experience shouldn't feel like you're getting tackled. Since 1934, we have prided ourselves on providing hassle-free services with a game plan that focuses on people, not profits. If you live, work, or go to school at or around Rice University, visit smartcu.org to join our family and become a part of the winning team. Smart Financial, proud sponsor of Rice Athletics. Federally insured by the NCUA.
And that will do it for our football preview here on Rice Owls Insider. A big muchas gracias to Coach Blumgren and some of the staff for joining us. There's so much that goes into it, as you obviously know. But thanks to the coordinators, Brian Smith, Jerry Mack, and Drew Savoda for joining us. Please do us a minor favor. You can do us a solid subscribe on your favorite podcast app here to Rice Owls Insider. It'll pop up on your phone each middle of the week. And we're also on the Rice Athletics YouTube channel if you would like to match up the pictures and video with our great content as well. Don't forget personal fan cutouts available to place inside Historic Rice Stadium for pickup. That's only $50. And you can pick them up at the end of the season, but they'll put those in Rice Stadium for the different broadcasts we'll be able to see. And the aviary, only $10, a virtual ticket. You get live stat updates, access inside the booth, interactive game day content, get behind the scenes, some in-stadium camera access. That is great. And don't mind promoting across platform, too. Check out the Rice House Sports Show, the new Rice Athletics TV feature show on AT&T Sportsnet Southwest. That's brought to you by Smart Financial. Well, have a great rest of this one. Thanks to all who came on, and we'll talk to you on the broadcast. Nate and I have the broadcast starting coming up at 2 o'clock. You can catch us on the TuneIn app, RiceOwls.com, as I mentioned, the aviary broadcast as well. Have a great rest of this one. God bless. Go Owls. And we'll talk to you on the broadcast here. This has been Rice Owls Insider. Have a great
one. On the Rice Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, you've been listening to Rice Owls Insider, powered by IBEW Local 716, lighting up Rice University in Houston for over 100 years. Rice Owls Insider was brought to you by
The Parking Spot.
We have airport parking covered. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation on the Rice Sports Network.
around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.